The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's Daf Lamed Hey, is sponsored by Reb Shloim Eliezer Isaac, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Moshe Yehuda, Ben Reb Shloim Zalman Olav Shalom.
With the constant fluctuating prices of commodities, the following shaila can occur. A mafkid gives a shomer a bar of gold, an ounce of gold to watch. Comes back to him a year later, and he tells the shomer, could you please give me back a shomer chinam? Please give me back my ounce of gold. So the shomer chinam says, I'll tell you the truth, the gold was stolen, nignav, nevat, it got lost. I could make a shvua, but I don't want to make a shvua, I want to pay you for it. So here you go, I'm paying you the value of the gold at the time it got lost or stolen. At the time, a year ago, it was $400 an ounce, $500 an ounce. I'm paying you the price of the gold when it got stolen a year ago, right in the beginning. So the mafke tells him, it's very nice that you want to pay for it, but I want to have my bar of gold back. So either you make a shvua that it got lost or stolen and you're potter, or if you want to pay me, give me the value of the gold, what it's worth now. Give me the, now it's worth $800 an ounce. Give me now the value of the gold, what it's worth now. And the shaila is who right? Who is right? When the shomer wants to pay, is he chayef to pay the amount that it was worth, Litvavoy, according to the way he claims, at the time of the Gneva? Or is the Mafkid right? Does he have to pay him the value of the Chayfetz as it would be worth today? In Lechere, this seems to be a Machloikes Rambam Raivet, based on our Gemara and our Mafkid Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara and our Mafkid seems to be clear that if the Shomer would have voluntarily paid for the kippi for these rings, then he would have gotten the yukra. Then the added value that the kippi, that the rings went up in price, would have belonged to the shomer. The only reason why in our case the Gemara says the shomer does not get the yukra, nisyako kippi, does not get the added value, the yukra, the price that the kippi, that the rings went up, is only because atrechele beidino, because he schlepped him, he took him to Bezdin. But if not for that, the shomer gets it, and Tosfos says, why does he get it? Because yukra de kippi have a shvacha de ma'alma, because it belongs to the shomer, it's shvacha de ma'alma. It's price which comes from the, it's shvach. It's an added value to the chayfet, which comes from the outside and therefore belongs to the shomer. So our Gemara clearly learns that if something goes up in value, it belongs to the shomer. And based on that, the Rambam paskens in Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, in Pirchos Sheilu Pikadoin, Hifkid alba soin esel chaveiro, if you give your friend four saw, varein shavin sela, let's take the ounce of gold. It's worth $400 an ounce. Vinignivoy avdu, and then it gets lost or stolen. And the shomer says, harein imishalim, I want to pay for it. I want to pay, veini nishma, I don't want to make a shvua, vachkach nimtu. And afterwards it gets found, at a time it gets found, varein shavin alba sloim, and now it's worth $800 an ounce. So arein shal shomer ve'ena mishalem ela sela. So the Rambam says that even though when the mafkid comes over to the shomer and tells him, pay me for my ounce of gold, all the shomer has to pay is what it's worth at the original time. He has to pay a sela, the $400 that was worth, that according to him it got stolen at that point. That's how much he has to pay. He doesn't have to pay what it's worth now. And therefore, if it goes up in price and now it's worth $800 an ounce, according to the Rambam, it belongs to the shomer. Says the Rav HaMagid, where did the Rambam get this halacha from? The Rav HaMagid says, because in our Gemara in Amafkit, it's clear that when the shomer decides to pay for a pikadon, it belongs to him retroactively. It belongs to Kaimelo, it's like he told him, Barasi kenu yelecha mi'achshav o yisamuch legnevo. So it's as if the parah, the cow, the pikadon belongs to the shomer from the original time before it got stolen. Therefore, says the Rav Magid, if it belongs, if the chepetz belongs to the shomer from Shas Geneva, then anything that it went up in price from Shas Geneva until Shas that it gets found, anything that it went up in price from the time of the Geneva until it gets found, obviously belongs to the shomer, because the pikadon belongs to the shomer from the time of Geneva. Therefore, says the Rav Magid, if it belongs to the shomer from the time of Geneva, all the shomer has to pay for is the value of the chepetz, the value of the pikadon at the time of Geneva. And therefore, in our case, where the owner comes over, the mafkid comes over to the shomer and tells him, give me back my barrel of gold, even though now it might be worth 800 ounces at the time, $800 an ounce at the time of the tviya, but since according to the shomer, if he pays for it, it belongs to him retroactively from the time of the Geneva, according to the Lishna Basra and the Gemara. Therefore, says the Rav Magid, says the Rambam, then he only has to pay him what it's worth according to what he claims at the time when it got stolen, and he doesn't have to pay him more than the $400 for the ounce at the time when he claims the Geneva occurred. And therefore, any fluctuation in price belongs to the Shomer. That is the way the Rambam learns. Comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid in the Hasagas asks, argues, and says, no, that what the Gemara says, that if it goes up in price, belongs to the Shomer, Dafke Omar Avram, Dafke Shebo Ashvach, Achar Sheshileim, Oisha Omar Areini Mishalim. That's only if the fluctuation in price happens after he paid for it. In other words, now when the Mafkid comes over to the Shomer and tells him, pay me for my gold, for my ounce of gold, now he has to pay for it, says the Ravid, no, now he has to pay the full $800 an ounce what it's worth now. Now if it goes up, until it actually gets found, it goes up to $1,200, then that fluctuation belongs to the Shomer. But clearly the Shomer has to pay what it's worth now at the time of the Tviya. Even in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara says that the kipi went up in value belongs to the Shomer, it only means if it went up in value after Shas HaTashlumin, only after the time of payment, then it went up in value, that difference belongs to the Shomer. But clearly he has to pay what it's worth, what it would have been worth at Shas HaTashlumin, even if he claims that at the time of Geneva it was only $400 an ounce, and even if he gave it to him, it was only $400 an ounce, according to the Ravid, you have to pay what it's worth now at Shas HaTashlumin. So we seem to have a clear machlokes Rambam Ravid, which would affect our scenario as well. The Shach in Simen Reish Tzadi Hey Sifkot and Zayin, the Shach agrees with the Ravid. And the Shach says, yes, even if the Gemara says that it belongs to the Shomer, retroactively, Nasa Koimeloi, that it's yours, Mishas HaGneva, or Mishas HaMachligneva, or Mishas HaMashicha, even if it belongs to the Shomer, but that's only if you fulfill Kishatirtse Utshalmeni. True, it belongs to the Shomer retroactively, and therefore the Rav Magid says, if it belongs to the Shomer from the time of Geneva, then any added value, any fluctuation in price from the time of Geneva onwards belong to the Shomer. But that's only if Tiltse v'tshalmeni, says the Shach. Only if you pay me what it's worth now. You have to fulfill the chiyuv of a Shomer. And right now your chiyuv is Tiltse v'tshalmeni. Your chiyuv is to pay me what it's worth now. And therefore, even though after you pay me, it belongs to you retroactively, but you first have to pay me right now what it's worth. And now I come over to you and I tell you, give me back my ounce of gold, and now it's worth $800, says the Shach. You have to pay the price of gold as it is worth now, Tiltse v'tshalmeni. Therefore, says the Shach, clearly you have to pay him the $800 what it's worth at the time of Tviya. You cannot say, well, it got stolen at an earlier time, then it was worth $400. When you gave it to me, it was worth $400. I'm only giving you $400. You can't get away with that, according to the Shach. You have to pay him what the pikadon would have been worth at Shas HaTviya. From here onwards, if it goes up to $1,200, you'll get the extra $400. The Shomer will get the extra $400. But clearly you have to pay him what it's worth at the time of Tviya. Comes along the Ktsois, in Reish Sadi Hei, Sifkot and Gimel, and the Tzais argues with the Shach. The Ksai says a simple vart. He says, wait a second. A shomer has to make a shvua, or he has to pay. Either a shomer chinam who says it got stolen, can either make a shvua, or instead of a shvua, he can decide to pay. What is the chiyuv of the shvua of the shomer? Says the Ksai. The chiyuv of the shvua of the shomer is only shelei pashati boy, v'shelei shlachti boyad, and v'sheinu b'shusi. He has to make a shvua, he wasn't negligent. He has to make a shvua, he did not abuse the pikadon for himself. He did not abuse the pikadon and use it for himself. He has to make a shvua, sheinu b'shusi, it's not in his possession. Those are the chiyuvim that the shomer has to make a shvua. If the shomer decides, I don't want to make a shvua, then he can pay for it. Correct. But the shomer never had a chiyuv shvua to tell me when it happened, when it got lost. That was not part of the chiyuv of the shomer. If the mafkid says, I tell you, it got lost now, and the shomer says, no, it got lost a year ago when it was $400 an ounce, says the ktais, the shomer is believed. That's not his chiyuv shvua to tell me when it got lost. Therefore, if he doesn't have to make a shvua when it got lost, he's believed to say it got lost a year ago. More than that, says the Ksais, you won't even have a shvuas heses. Since the mafkid, the owner, does not know when it got lost, so he's only a tainas shema. He's a tainas shema. The shomer tells him, bevadai, I know it got lost a year ago. By a tainas shema, there's not even a shvuas heses. Therefore, claims the Ksais, since the shomer does not have to make a shvuah when it got lost, he doesn't have to make even a shvuas heses when it got lost. Therefore, says the Ksais, the shomer is believed to say it got lost a year ago. He's Naaman, he's believed with his taina. Therefore, says the Ksais, if he's believed to say it got lost a year ago, clearly a shomer has to pay only for, if he decides he doesn't want to make a shvuah, he has to pay from when the chiyuv tashlumin would be. Since he's believed to say, he's Naaman to say that it got lost a year ago, at that point he was no more a shomer, therefore he doesn't want to make a shvuah and pater himself that it got lost or it got stolen. He's believed to pay. How much does he have to pay? He has to pay the amount that litvaloi, that according to him, it got lost and it got stolen. Since he's believed to say it got lost and stolen a year ago, he doesn't have to pay more than the value of the chayfetz, which was a year ago. Therefore, says Ksais, if the shomer claims that it got lost when gold was $400 an ounce, therefore, since he's believed to say that's what happened, he doesn't have to make any shvua, he doesn't have to pay more than the $400 an ounce, and that's where the Ksais learns. Rabbi Kivega seems to bring a raya to the Ksais as well, to the Ksais as you said, and he argues on the Shach. Because Rabbi Kivega asks from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Ashoyel, that if a person has a parah that he borrows part of the time and rents part of the time, on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, he's a soichel. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he's a shoyel. He'll only use the parah on 3 days. The other 3 days, he's only a soichel. Then he pays for the right to use it. We know that Allah is a soichel is potter boinsin. Ein kol anor shaloi. A shoyel is chayev boinsin. If an oinus happens, a shoyel is chayev. And a soichel is potter. And now there's the question. The animal died and oinus happens. And now there's a question, when did this oinus happen? And the Gemara says that the mafke tells him it happened obviously when you were a shoyel, I don't know, but I think it happened when you were a shoyel. And the soichel, and the shomer says, no, you're right, the animal died, but it happened on a Sunday or Tuesday and a Thursday, the day that I was a soichel, and therefore I'm potter. So the shomer is believed. Says of Kivega, clearly we see a shomer is believed to say when something happened. So if a shomer is believed to say when something happened, and therefore in the case in the Gemara in Hashoyel, he's believed to say that he's potter from paying, he's potter boinsin, because at that time he was not a shoyel, and therefore he's potter boinsin. It's in our case as well. He's believed to say the animal got lost or got stolen when gold, or not the animal, the gold got lost or stolen when it was $400 an ounce, and therefore I'm not paying you more than that. Comes along the Evan Ozel, Rabbi Zalman, and he says no. There's a big difference between Rabbi Kivega's case, between the Gemara later on, and the Shach's case. Says the Heaven also that the case of Reb Kiveger, where a Shomer is believed to say which day it happened, the reason why he's believed to say that the animal died on the day that I was a Seichel, because he's claiming that at that day I was never a Shoyel. So he's denying the entire Shmira as a Shoyel. He says the reason why I'm potter to pay is because when the animal died, I was never a Shoyel. He's a Kaifa Akol, he's denying that he was even his Shoyel, and therefore he's potter to pay. The reason why he's potter to pay is because since the animal died, at that day, I was not a Shoyel. I'm a Kaifa Akol, it never happened. I'm never Chayef to pay. True, the animal died, but I was not a Shoyel. I did not borrow the animal, therefore I'm potter to pay. I'm denying the entire Chiyuv. I'm denying the entire responsibility. Such a case, he's a Kaifa Akol, he's believed to say that. However, says the Bissa Zalman, says the Eben Ozel, in the case of the Shach, he agrees he is a Shomer. He admits that he took the Chafetz from the owner. And therefore, since he agrees he's a Shomer, just he says the animal died a year ago, the Mafkit can tell the Shomer, says, no, I don't believe you that the animal died a year ago. True, you don't have to make a Shavua, but I don't believe you the animal died a year ago. And therefore, until you pay right now, or you make a shvua right now, your chiyuv is to give me back the chayfetz. Since you admit to me that you are my shomer the entire year, the chiyuv of a shomer is to give back the chayfetz, to give back the pikadon. You want to patter yourself, you want to make a shvua, you want to pay, that is the way you patter yourself from your chiyuv as a shomer. But since you admit that you are a shomer, and your chiyuv is to give back the animal, right now, says the Bissa Zalman, your chiyuv is to give back this animal, or to give back this ounce of gold. Right now you have a chiyuv to give back the pikadon, the ounce of gold, as it is worth now. Just now you want to say, okay, I don't want to give back the ounce of gold, I can make a shvur, I can potter myself, or I want to pay. You want to get ways of pottering yourself, then you have to potter yourself as it is now. If you don't potter yourself as it is now, then I am not accepting your ptur. And if I'm not accepting your ptur, your chiyuv is back now as a shomer to give me back the ounce of gold as it is now. Therefore, says the Bissa Zalman, since you as a shomer have a chiyuv to give back the chayfetz, just generally you have a ptur of a shvur or of tashlumin, until you pay the tashlumin what it is now in lieu of the chayfetz that you mechuyev to give me back now, or until you make a shvua now in lieu of the chayfetz that you mechuyev to give me now, then you still have to fulfill your chiyuv as a shomer, and your chiyuv as a shomer is to give me back now the chayfetz. Therefore, says the Bissa Zalman, the shach is correct in the case where you admit you are a shomer. In the case where you admit that I was watching your bar of gold, even if you say that it happened a year ago, it's irrelevant. Right now you have to give me back the bar of gold. Right now you have to give me back the pikadon. You want to potter yourself, then you can only potter yourself either if you pay me the chayfetz what it is now, or you make a shvua that it was stolen a year ago. But barring the fact that you make a shvua that it was stolen a year ago, you have a chiv now to return the chayfetz. Therefore, until you actually pay me the value of the chayfetz now, it's not considered a tashlumin or a ptur for the chayfetz, and therefore, you have to pay the amount, the yukra, what it is now. And therefore, a shomer, according to the shach, and according to the Eben Ozer, Bissa Zalman, seems to be that a shomer cannot say that it was stolen a year ago, and therefore, I'm only paying you the price of what it was worth a year ago. And therefore, he's mechuyev to pay the full price of what the ounce of gold is worth today, which is the $800 an ounce. Again, the yesod, according to the Bissa Zalman, is because every shomer has a chiyuv to return now the chayfetz. Just, if you want to patter yourself, shvua is a ptur, tashlumin is a ptur, but the chiyuv is to pay back the chayfetz as it is. And until you can fulfill your chiyuv, either by making a shvur, what happened to it a year ago, by making a shvur that it got stolen a year ago, or by paying what it's worth now, it's not going to be a ptur of the chiyuv of the shomer, and therefore the chiyuv stays, you'd have to pay the full amount what it's worth today. So it's come out that our original Shaila, if you give somebody a bar of gold, an ounce of gold, and now it's worth $800 an ounce, and the Shaima says, okay, it got stolen, but it got stolen a year ago, according to the Shach, and according to Bisa Zalman, it would seem to be that you chayef to pay the amount of the ounce of gold what it's worth today. You're not believed to say, I'm only paying you what it was worth at the time of the Gneva. If you make a shvur, you might be believed. But if you don't want to make a shvur and you want to pay, you'll have to pay the value of the ounce of gold what it's worth today.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.